This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us now on the Fangas Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, from 1430 The Ticket in Indianapolis. Follow him on Twitter at __ Jonathan Smith, host of The Real Jonathan Smith Show, weekdays on The Ticket, as well as producer of The Dan Dockett Show. He is Jonathan Smith. You can check out his pretty face right there on YouTube as well. Just fresh off of a dentist appointment. Teeth are looking clean, looking ready to roll for the day, Jonathan.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. So I was just going over in the last segment during our Green and Gold update just how bad both of these offenses looked. Now, to the Packers' point, they're without five wide receivers and their starting quarterback, so kind of expected there to be some struggles with the Packers' offense. To the Colts' perspective, you don't have a good quarterback. And this is coming from a guy that's a Colts fan, myself, and a Packers fan, right? And Anthony Richardson, I didn't like it when they drafted him. Daniel Jones gave you an idea of how much they didn't trust Anthony Richardson. It's going to be a long year for the Indianapolis Colts based on what we've seen so far.
I'm glad you understand that. The people here, they're all in on Richardson or Jones. But like you said, it's been bad. But no one around here will really say that. They always say, you know, they're both pretty even so far during camp. Shane Steichen, not really close to picking a starter. And it's like they can be even all they want. I would just like for them to both be good and be even, not both be bad. And as you said, when you're going to get Daniel Jones to create some competition, you're in a pretty dire spot.
I would say the one thing from a Packer fan standpoint, you know, going into this season, it's been all about, can they get more consistent pressure on the quarterback, right? Can they get home more than they have in the past? In the first team period, the Packers end up with five sacks, two on rushes from the edge with Rashawn Gary and Lucas Van Ness, and three with linebacker blitzes that get home to the Colts quarterback. That's something that we weren't seeing a lot of last year with the Packers getting home. And it's not like they're playing, you know, bad guys. I mean, Raymond's been around a while. Brayden Smith's been around a while. That offensive line should be pretty decent, I would think, for the Colts this year.
It should be. You know, Quentin Nelson should be a future Hall of Famer. Bernard Raimann got a big extension, 4 years, $100 million. The right side of the line is a little more iffy. Brayden Smith, though, he's been around a while. The question is center and right guard. There's two new guys there in Bortolini and Gonsalves. But that was supposed to be one of the strengths of the Colts offense this year. We thought that, you know, they'd be able to give Richardson or Jones time, and they should be able to run the ball really well. And everything I saw today, they did not do their jobs in the slightest. So hearing that Luke Van Ness had a good day for y'all, like, that's a good sign. I know he was a first-round pick a couple years ago. You guys are kind of waiting to come on a bit. So to get home against this offensive line, like, that should bode pretty well for you guys.
What's the story with the fan base expectations for former Badger Jonathan Taylor down there in Indianapolis as far as how his time has been with the Colts?
People around here love him. He's been really the only consistent thing for the Colts for the last 5 years now. And there's really high expectations for him because whether it's Richardson or Daniel Jones playing quarterback, we know that we're going to hopefully hand that guy the football 320 times this year. So the idea is for him to hopefully play all 17 games. The Colts went out in the offseason. They grabbed some backup running backs. They didn't really have any last year. Trey Sermon and Tyler Goodson weren't exactly serviceable. So the idea is hopefully he's going to be able to stay healthy all year because they've got a little bit more help for him, and he should have another year where he runs for 1,500 yards and, you know, 10-plus scores.
What about the Colts' defense? What are expectations there going into this season?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks use with permission.
If you ask DeForest Buckner, he says that their goal is to have a top five defense, which I find to be absurd.
How does he not asked out by this point? I mean, he came from the Niners. He came to Indianapolis. He's played really well for Indianapolis. No doubt about that. People got to see him on Hard Knocks a year or two ago, whatever it was now. People love him. But if it's me, if I'm Buckner, if I'm looking around at what I've got, aren't I saying, can you please trade me somewhere where I have a chance to win at this point?
That's what I would think. But I do think that he does seem to enjoy the guys on the defense. Like, it seems like the chemistry is really good. The talent just isn't. Defensively for the Colts this year, I mean, the secondary should be much better than what it was last year. Bringing in Chevarius Ward from the Niners, bringing in Cam Bynum from the Vikings. Cornerback number two, there was a competition there. All those guys are hurt, so they'll probably get off to a slow start. But the back end of the defense should be fine. Also hired Lou Anarumo from the Bengals, a very well-respected defensive coordinator. My question is the front seven. There's a question who's going to start alongside Zaire Franklin. If you ask a Colts fan if Zaire Franklin's good, they'll tell you yes. I'll tell you he's not. so there's some questions there. On paper, the starting defensive line looks really good. Buckner and Grover Stewart have been around a while, two really good players. Kwity Paye, really solid edge guy. And then Leiatu Latu was the first defensive player taken in the draft last year. He's going to be the other starting edge. The issue is the depth. There's not a lot of depth there, so there's a lot of questions about the front seven, but the back end of the defense should be pretty solid.
Shane Steichen, is this a hot seat season for him?
It is. It is definitely. With Jim Irsay's passing and the daughters taking over, that's kind of what it's pointing towards.
And Chris Ballard, I assume, would also be on said hot seat. Many would argue he should have been on the hot seat years ago.
Years ago. He hasn't made the playoffs in 4 years. Colts haven't won a division in the 9 years that he's been here. But he's on the right side of the media. Everyone around here loves him. He's a really good sales.
Hey, I'll be honest. If I could pick any GM in the league to go drink whiskey with, he'd be my guy every day of the week.
Okay. All right. I don't think I'd pick him. He's a bit much for me. He talks a little bit too much. I feel like if you've never won anything, you should have like a word limit in your press conferences. I want to hear as little from you as possible.
I think that's a hell of an idea. Can you imagine if they did that? Oh my God, that is amazing. Jonathan Smith of 1430 The Ticket to Indianapolis. Follow him on Twitter at _ Jonathan Smith. He joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. See Sparky Fiver with you here on The Fan. Okay, so in Chicago, to our south, to your north, you have the Bears, the Cubs, the White Sox, the Bulls, the Blackhawks. That town is Bears first, then it's the Cubs, right? Here in the state of Wisconsin, it's Packers religion, right? And then it's probably Brewers, then it's probably Bucks. Sports-wise, with the recent success of the Indiana Pacers and Wisconsin's very own Tyrese Haliburton on that team, and with how bad the Colts have been, are the Colts still the main team that people want to talk about on sports talk radio, even more maybe than the NBA team?
Absolutely. They are. Like, the Pacers are a very seasonal thing. Whenever they're on and they're good, we'll talk about them a bit. This also could be slightly jaded just because Tyrese Haliburton did get hurt. Like, they were coming off of like a really good game seven, then maybe things are different. But just kind of knowing that this next Pacers season is going to be a year of development for guys like Mathurin and Jairus Walker, it's definitely much more of a Colts town.
There he is, Jonathan Smith, 1430, the Ticket to Indy. Before I let you go, how many wins does this Colts team end up with this year?
Seven. So if you're, I don't know the sports gambling rules there, but the over-under 7.5, I'd bet the under. You look like you don't agree.
No, I definitely don't. I would say less than 5, but we'll see. We'll see how this goes. I have no faith in either quarterback, and I think you need a quarterback in this league to win, or a really good game plan of how to win with basically a running back that's really good and a great offensive line and a great play action game. We'll see if they can figure that out in Indianapolis. I hope you're right. 7 wins, that actually wouldn't be as horrible as I am imagining at this point going into the season. Jonathan, thanks so much, man, and we'll talk down the line.
You got it. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.